Double spending is one of the possible risks that can happen on a blockchain network. In this video, I'll explain what it means, how it can happen, and how it might be prevented. The definition of double spending is currency that is successfully spent twice. This isn't a problem with cash purchases and can possibly happen with credit purchases being charged twice to the same vendor. Although with credit, these funds from the second purchase can usually be reversed. Physical currencies don't have this issue because they cannot be easily replicated. In the case of blockchain, this is a flaw in which the same digital asset or currency is spent more than once. This happens with bad actors who are specifically trying to exploit the network and have the knowledge of how to do so and the computing power to manipulate it. Here's an example to illustrate double spending. Say that Anne has one Bitcoin and tries to spend it twice in two separate transactions. Anne can send one Bitcoin to Mary and the other to Joe. Both transactions are signed and then sent out to the network to verify. One of these transactions will fail because there isn't another one Bitcoin to send from Anne's account. The first transaction would be approved via a consensus algorithm, and then the second transaction will be recognized as invalid and not verified. So the solution to double spending is to accept transactions in order and reward miners. Mining in the proof of work algorithm is what prevents double spending by verifying transactions in a timely and orderly way. While this handles the issue of double spending, it still creates other issues where the intended recipient would not receive the Bitcoin they expected. This is why many merchants wait for at least 6 confirmations of a transaction to assume that it is in fact valid. And with Bitcoin, it takes about 10 minutes for a transaction to be confirmed. So with 6 confirmations, 6 subsequent blocks, and 60 minutes having passed, merchants then assume the transactions will all check out at that point. So by that time, there's no chance something can go wrong or that this transaction can be reversed, because the blockchain network should be completely immutable and not be changed. Then there are the case of 51% attacks. Here, if someone is able to take control of at least 51% of the power of the network, they have majority control and can commit double spending. With majority control, they can reverse the transactions and create a separate or private blockchain. While this isn't likely with the size of Bitcoin today, it is still a possibility for less used cryptocurrencies and other blockchain networks. Double spending is one of the possible risks that can happen with blockchain. It's important to be aware of the problems that occur on a network and know how the network responds with a solution.